of High Wind Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
I'm Shaney from House Parties.
All right, some questions about the upcoming EP, Side Effects. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to the announcement so far?
It's been really good. It's been really good. I can't wait for everyone to hear these songs.
Hell yeah. Fucking EP rocks.
Oh yeah. This shit is amazing.
Thank you.
You guys have been, every single time I go on the Good Noise podcast TikTok at 2 o'clock in the morning, first fucking band on the For You page. I can't get these songs out of my head. They're so catchy.
Thank you.
Of course. Oh
yeah. So is there any meaning behind the EP title or cover art?
So Side Effects, I originally wanted it not like to be called, but I had this idea of like background emotions, you know, like not like emotions that like that are like the like, oh, anger, sadness, happiness, right? But I couldn't find a good name. I can't remember what the other name that I had for. We had a different name and I changed it last minute to Side Effects. I thought it was like, oh, kind of like the side effects of like life, you know, everyone feels like they're having a midlife crisis in their 20s. You know, we have like a really sad song. It's about like feeling like super insecure and like, you know, and then you have another one where it's just kind of like all about like kind of just like realizing your negative thoughts about yourself. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just feel like you're just like, oh my God, this is too much. So I think Side Effects kind of fits perfectly for that. The cover art, I kind of had this idea of like people like doing like, you know, their head and like one emotion's like right here, another one's like right here, and a different emotion's like right here. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like where I wanted it.
Okay.
And the person who did it nailed it on the head.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So does each track on the EP focus on like a different emotion?
Kind of, yeah. Braindead is just kind of like, it's just a song about like people who are stupid. There's really not much to that. You're kind of just like, oh, okay. Well, I know this person who's not very bright. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of that. But essentially, yes. You know, you have like, you're recognizing like negative emotions. You know, you have your, I feel like I'm having like a breakdown every day in my car. Cause like, you know, being in your 20s is a lot. I feel like the world's falling apart. And then the last one is just like a super sad song about just about not loving yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where all of that lays.
All right. I got you. Gotcha. So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the EP?
Oh, the writing process, we went into the studio with like a couple demos and Derek was like, okay, let's start with Braindead. And then he had like these super cool ideas and changed them like complete 180 on these songs. My writing process for these were just like inspired by like events happening, you know, like, I mean, I guess the sad one, that's just about insecurities. Nothing really happened with that. That's just general. But, you know, one of these songs that's coming out in January called Get a Grip, we played it on this tour and everyone loved it. It's just, I've always been such a negative person sometimes about myself, like stuck in a negative mindset, which I've tried not to be. And I was kind of just like recognizing those kind of like, oh, you know, like you're like when your mind kind of just tells you like you're not a good person, you're a burden to everybody, like you're annoying, like blah, 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 this and this, and like you're always like self-sabotaging everything. And it's kind of like the perspective from that. So I really wanted to like write a song about that, like, and that's that one. But yeah, it's just kind of like inspired by like certain events in like your life, and you're like, okay, let me turn this into a song.
I got you.
So yeah.
So you mentioned you guys went in with a couple of demos, and you know, obviously reworked with Derek. Were there any full songs written in the studio, or was it four demos that came in, and then Derek worked with you guys to rework them?
So we had 2 weeks, and I know that seems like a lot of time, but when you're like 2 weeks, we're gonna do 4 songs. No full songs were written when we first got there. So we kind of just did demos, or at least like even if a demo was like half of a song, at least it was something other rather than like nothing. And but we did not write any full songs. But we kind of just focused like one day we started writing like well, we would start with like the drums and like guitar and like the instrumental. And sometimes that would overlap into like the second day of working on it. And however long that would take, and then we'd start on vocals, and if vocals needed another day, we'd start on doing vocals. And that's kind of what our process was for like a little less than 2 weeks. So we didn't really have time to write a full song. So yeah, our demo, yeah, we just went in with 4 demos.
Gotcha.
Kind of sped it along.
So, what song off this EP took longest to write, and which one is your personal favorite?
Ooh, longest to write. Oh God, I think Brain Dead took the longest to write because, or at least for the demo, I had like the hardest time like coming up with like melodies or just stuff that like I really liked. When I write a song, if something I see it as like a puzzle. So like I'll write something and then I'll just like know like within myself and be like, okay, this is good. This is good. This is where it's supposed to be. This is what I want. But if there's like something that I write, I'm like, it's just not quite sticking with me. Like it doesn't feel right. I have to like keep coming back to it. And the chorus of Brain Dead is something that I kept coming back to because it just wouldn't sit right with me. And when we went in, Derek was like, the chorus is good. Let's just fix it up a little bit. And essentially kind of kept it like the same, which I was like, okay, cool. And then that's how Brain Dead came to be. My favorite one. I really love Midlife Crisis, but because like performing that song is just such a rush. But Waterworks, okay, the sad song on there is called Waterworks. That one is probably my favorite one because it's just so like emotional from start to finish. It starts off really like soft and like it's a ballad. So it starts off really soft and you're like, okay, then it just kind of like builds up and you're like, whoa. And it's insane from like the start to finish. And I think that's my favorite one.
Oh yeah.
So with Brain Dead, how did you know that like there was still potential with that song? Because you said you had to kind of like pick it up and put it back down every so often. So like when do you know when to like stop messing with a song when there's nothing else to do with it?
Oh my, yeah. So I kept like I knew it had a lot of potential because the instrumental when Spencer had sent it to me was just too good. Like that's what we usually do is we'll they'll send me like either I have a vocal idea that I'll send to them and they write something to it, or most of the time they'll send like an instrumental like to me, so then I'll kind of just fit it in. Because they're all just demos at that point, so it doesn't have to be perfect when we like write it. And he sent it to me and I was like, God, this is like a banger. And I was like, we're gonna use this. I just have to make sure like the demo's good enough. And the verses that I wrote were I loved the verses that I wrote. I was like, these are good. It's just a chorus that I was like, God, why am I having a hard time with this chorus? Like, why? But we were like, it doesn't matter. We just left it be what I had and we brought it in and Derek was like, I have an idea for this song. And it's like, okay, cool.
All right.
So, yeah.
Hell
Hell
yeah.
yeah.
So for this question, I want you to pick your favorite lyric off the EP and tell us the meaning behind
Oh my God, hold on. Okay. Oh God. Oh God. Okay. It's in Waterworks. And the lyric is, we went in with this demo. It was so completely different. Like I'm talking night and day. Like this could be two different, like completely different songs. And when we were, because Derek came in, he was like, on that day we were working on it, he came in, he was like, guys, I have this super cool idea. How about we turn it into a ballad? Okay, I came up with this idea in the shower. Like, if you trust me, this will be a really good song. And we were like, yeah, sure. So we had to rewrite and restructure a lot of things. And verse two, I remember I had to go into a separate room and like write new lyrics. And what is it? The lyric, my favorite line is like the second part of it, but the whole lyric is like, living in a hollow body has left me haunted. This line is like probably my favorite thing I've ever written. Picking petals off of daisies with my tears, with picking petals off of daisies in my tear-stained garden. That's what it is. I love that line. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Hell yeah, that's
Hell
awesome.
yeah. How did I wrote that?
I
And
love that. You mentioned, was this not originally a ballad? Because you mentioned like Derek was like, let's make this a ballad.
yeah, it was not originally a ballad at all.
Oh wow.
At like night and day. Honestly, like the melody that I had, the demo and the melodies that I had for like Waterworks for like the first time around could be just used for a completely different song. And honestly, I might because he was like, this demo is really good. I just have this idea that I feel like it would make it way better. And I was like, sure, I'll use that for something else. That's fine. Like, I don't, sure. And so I'll probably do that at some point. But it was not originally a ballad. Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing about it.
Yeah. So would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this EP?
Oh, wow. My headspace was not in a great headspace. I just remember last year around like May or June to like the end of the year was just so like, I wake up every morning, I go to work, nothing music is really happening. TikTok is really hard to get popping off, but I just had to like keep pushing myself because I felt like, girl, just like sit down and write music. That's all you need to do. And that's every day I would come home and I'd work on music and then, same thing the next day. And there were a lot more songs, but I think we narrowed it down to those four going into the studio. So my headspace is very like midlife crisis. I, went somewhere in my town. Something happened and I came home and I cried in my car and I was supposed to go get dinner that night and I didn't end up eating because of something that happened. So I was like, a million breakdowns up in my car. Sad because most nights I tend to starve. So that's what like inspired that song. And like, just I felt like everything at that point in my life was just kind of falling apart. And I was like, it's kind of like what 2023 was. And I was like, okay. So that's kind of where my headspace was, just
I got you.
exactly how it sounds.
Yeah.
Damn.
And it's awesome to see you guys finally succeeding, because we've been watching you for so long. We had you guys on here, Lord only knows when.
Oh.
And since then, every fucking day you're on TikTok posting, and now it's finally all working. There's a label, there's
Right.
management, there's booking,
Exactly. You're
got off a
doing the
full
damn
US
thing.
tour.
Doing the damn thing.
TikToks are
Listen
getting thousands of views every fucking day. You're doing the damn thing now, and it's
to
awesome to finally fucking see that, because you guys have been grinding so hard for so long.
this. Yeah.
Well
Thank you
deserved.
so much.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
So how do you recommend your fans to listen to CP for the first time? Should they do it in the car with friends and dark with headphones on? Is workout EP, party EP? What do you personally recommend?
Ooh. I would. This is how we listened to it after we got like our mixes and how people. I will just listen it. You can listen with friends, but if you want to get like a really good like emotional experience, I would say listen to it from start to finish, obviously, and but in your car, because I feel like I wrote a lot of things in my car, so I feel like it just makes sense to listen to it in your car.
All right. Sounds good.
Hell yeah. So this one should be super, super quick off top of your head. I want you to describe this EP for new listeners in three words. No more, no less.
Oh. Emotional. Angry. Roller coaster.
Oh,
That's
damn.
good.
All
Hell
right.
yeah.
Perfect.
And in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the EP?
I want to say open-mindedness. That's kind of what I want to say because each song on this EP is so, each song is so drastically different from each other. Like, as you could tell, Brain Dead and Midlife are so different from each other. One's like this really super fun song, and then one's like this like really heavy song that like people did not expect from us. And that's kind of like, and then like the other two songs, Get a Grip and Waterworks, are so vastly different from all of those as well. So don't, I want people to kind of go in with an open mind. Like, don't think that like, oh, it's all gonna sound like the same, because it's not. It's a trip, it's a roller coaster.
Absolutely.
But they all, like, while they all sound so different from each other, they all like, they go with each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh yeah.
Still cohesive.
Yes.
So are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this EP, positive or negative?
I'd say the standout moments were basically kind of like what, like the events that kind of like inspired, I guess, is this, that challenging moment of when I wrote Midlife Crisis was a pretty big one for me. Because in the moment, it was just like, are you serious right now? Like, and then I guess like other challenges would be like when I would get so stuck on a song on one of these demos, I was like, why can't I just get it like perfect? And then, you know, some positive ones were like, I guess how I look at it is I'm like writing a song, and while the song may seem like a negative song, I guess, or like, you know, I guess the positive of this is kind of like I was meant to go through something to write a really good song, to write about it. So then I'd be like, God, now I have a whole song of inspired by like this one thing. It's kind of like amazing. So like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Went through some shit, but got a song out
Cool.
of it. So was it
Exactly.
worth it?
So
Anytime
exactly.
like anything is happening, I'm like good or bad, I'm like, are you just putting, like, universe, are you just putting me through this so I can write a song? Because it's kind
Ever
of
had a fucking
cruel.
banger?
That's, yeah, like that's kind of cruel of you. But I guess I see your point.
Exactly. I
Fair
see it.
enough.
I see
Fair
it.
enough.
Right.
And for the last couple of questions, we're going to shift away from music. So, if you could be one animal for the rest of your life, what animal would you be and why?
A wolf.
Okay. Why?
Okay.
I would be a wolf because, one, they're beautiful animals. Two, they're kind of like badass, but also I just love the fact that like they stick in a pack. Because
Yeah.
I've always like loved just having like a group of friends that I can always just rely on. And like that kind of stuff is extremely important to me. So like that they always have like their pack with them or like their family. It's just like, I love it. I love it. I also
That's
really
pretty
like
awesome.
dogs and like
Yeah.
stuff. So I think like a wolf is like the perfect animal for me. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hell
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Awesome. So if you could have lunch with any celebrity or artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I could have lunch.
Yep.
Oh. Oh my gosh. My answer really wants to be Hayley Williams. I feel like that's such a, but I think I would have lunch with Gerard Way.
Ooh, ah, oh,
Because
Gerard.
I really want to pick his brain about his like storyline and what he came up with for the album Danger Days, because I'm in love with that album and I've always wanted to like talk to him about it. So I feel like that would be, I feel like that'd be perfect, having lunch with him.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Have you read the comics for Danger Days?
I have them, and I like every couple months I'll go back and I'll read
You
it.
just gotta, you know, it's
I
just, it's
love
better the
it.
second, the
It's
third,
so
the
good.
fourth time.
It's just such a good storyline. I'm just like, how did you come up with this? Like,
Exactly.
tell me what, like, tell me, how did you come up with this? So I would definitely say Gerard Way, 100%.
Hell yeah, good pick.
And for this last question, boom, you're on a desert island. You can bring one movie, one album, and one person. Who and what are you bringing?
Oh, God. Did you guys ask me this the last time?
No.
No.
We asked you what your favorite color was, though.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, good. Because I was like, I'm going to have the same answer. Movie, Hot Rod. Hot Rod, okay. Album, definitely Danger Days, 100%. Person, could be anybody.
Anybody.
Oh, jeez. You know what? Fuck it. I'll say Hayley Williams. I feel like we'd write really good songs.
Hell yeah.
All right. So as I said, that's all the questions you have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Listen to the EP. If you'd like to support a small band, because we are so very small, then pre-order stuff from our merch store and pre-save, pre-order the EP. It helps us out a lot. Tell your friends about our music. Tell your lovers, your exes, your enemies, your neighbors, strangers. Just get the word out.
Tell everybody. But yeah,
follow us on social media.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Sal. It's been Chaney from House Parties, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.